You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. From tests to T20, William Hill In-Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In-Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the 2020 International between England and New Zealand. My name is Mark Walton and joining me is former England international Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well, very well.
Good man. Now we can look back at the one day series that's just happened with a bit of fondness, I imagine, a 3-2 win for England. Yeah. The turnaround in England's one day team has been remarkable in 3 months, hasn't it?
It has. I think we were hoping at the beginning of the series for England to be competitive and hopefully show signs of a more positive England, but they've done that in abundance. I mean, it's got to be one of the most exciting series in recent history, and England have played more than their part. They've been absolutely outstanding, they really have, and I think everyone's not just been happy by how England have played, but I think surprised more than anything, and the consistency they've shown for a fairly new team and a young team at that. It's been really good to see.
Yeah, surprise is the word, really, isn't it? Because they got knocked out of the group stages of the World Cup 3 months ago, and it was all doom and gloom. And then suddenly we've got this attacking brand of one day cricket that's exciting to watch, and it's getting the results as well.
It is, and I think the slight tinge of disappointment is there's been quite a few people saying, why ain't England done this earlier? You know, kind of we told you so, and what could have been at the World Cup, but. I think you've just got to move on from that now. I just think it's really good signs for the future, and hopefully, there's no need to change that now. Yes, you're going to have defeats by playing this kind of brand of cricket, because if you're so attacking with a bat, you're going to find yourselves bowled out on occasions. But I think you've just got to get behind it, embrace it, and just really get behind the new look England.
Yeah, they ended up winning the series 3-2. They chased down a revised target of 192 from 26 overs to win by 3 wickets. Johnny Bairstow played a big part. He's unbeaten 83, led to victory over. Don't forget New Zealand World Cup runners-up as well in the one-day format. And Johnny Bairstow wouldn't even been in the squad should it have been if it weren't for Josh Butler's hand injury as well. So good story for him as well.
It is, yeah. And I think more importantly, the stage of the game it came in, England were really all at sea, under pressure. It looked like New Zealand were going to win comfortably. But not only did he see England home, he did it with a real confidence. And, that'll be great for him. And we're not sure, I think, fully about Butler for tomorrow. But if not, he's a more than suitable replacement.
Yeah, and it's been the batsmen that have stood out really throughout the series, but a couple of decent bowling performances as well in the fifth one day. Rashid's bowling, he took 2 wickets for just 4.5 runs and over. Stokes had figures of 3 for 52. Those are pretty good bowling figures, aren't they?
Yeah, they were. I think it was a little bit more bowler friendly, so the bowlers have been happy with that up at Durham. It's been a series dominated by the bat, but good again to see England sticking with Rashid. He's had a little bit of a tap in the last couple of one days, but he bowled really well, I thought, and he got some reward for that too.
Yeah, we'll look ahead to this 2020 match then. A bit of team news: Sam Billings, Reece Topley, James Vince, David Willey and Mark Wood are the 5 uncapped players in the squad. Is that with a mind to the 2020 World Cup later on, just trying to give a few players a chance, do you think?
I think so, and I think a reward for people who've done well in domestic cricket, Billings, Vince in particular. So again, it's good to see some new faces. Bairstow will be added to that squad as well, because we're not sure what's happening with Butler. So again, it's a great chance for these young players to come in and put their hand up. And obviously, there's a lot of cricket yet before the next World Cup. Obviously, the Ashes coming up, the one day, and 2020 against the Aussies too. So there's a lot to play for.
Yes. The last chance really for England to keep their good mood going before they face the Aussies. It's 10-11 for England. New Zealand also 10-11 in this 2020 match. Our traders can't split them, Anthony. Can you?
It's a tough one. It really is. I'm just going to side with New Zealand. I think they've added Milne to their squad, who's had a bit of an injury. We're not sure if he's going to play. Again, I just see New Zealand's bowling just to have the upper hand. and just a little bit more experience in T20. So I'm just going to side with New Zealand to finish the tour off on a winning note.
Okay, New Zealand to win. Then we've got several other markets that we'll get stuck into as well. We'll start with the batsman. Alex Hales is the 3-1 market leader for England. Jason Roy 7-2. Owen Morgan 4-1. James Vince 4-1 as well with Joe Root. Ben Stokes is 6s, 8s for Johnny Bairstow, and 10s or bigger for the others. Who do you side with for England?
Yeah, I'm going to probably stick with the tried and tested. I'm not sure how they're going to line up England. I think Vince will probably come in. Not sure who's going to miss out. I'm going to stick with Joe Root. I just think he's been in fantastic form, obviously, we know that. He's definitely going to bat in the top four. And in 20-over cricket, normally the top scorers do come from them positions. So I'm going to stick with Joe Root to be England's top bat.
Joe Root for England then. In terms of New Zealand players, Brendan McCullum is 3-1 favourite. Kane Williamson 7-2. Martin Guptill is 7-2 as well. Ross Taylor 9-2. Tom Latham is 5s, and it's 13-2 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for the Black Caps?
I'm going to stick the same. I think the top four again. Williamson and Taylor have been outstanding recently. I'm going to go with McCullum. He's not had the best series. He's got a few starts. He's been explosive, but not really gone on. I'm gonna think McCullum's going to want to really finish this tour off before he joins up with the Birmingham Bears for 220 in a bit of form. I think he'll be really explosive. So for me, Brendan McCullum.
Okay, let's move to ball in hand then. England bowlers, Stephen Finn 3-1, Mark Wood 100-30, Adil Rashid is 7-2 with David Willie and Reece Topley, Ben Stokes is 4-1, and 10-1 for Joe Root, who's the outsider there. Who do you like for England?
Again, not sure how they're going to line up, so I'm going to go with a man who will definitely play, and he's been in good form. You mentioned him earlier, Ben Stokes. He got wickets up at Durham, wickets in the one before at Trent Bridge. So for me, Ben Stokes, I think he'll definitely bowl this far over, so I think he should be in with a good shout.
Okay, Ben Stokes for England then. For New Zealand, Tim Southee heads the betting at 3-1. Adam Milne is 130 with Matthew Henry and Mitchell McGlennon. 4-1 for Andrew Mathieson, and it's 9-2 for Santner. 8-1 or bigger for the others. Who do you like for New Zealand?
I'm going to go with Santner, the left-arm spinner. I've been impressed with him the more I've seen him. He's actually made his debut on this tour. Had a bit of a slow start, but he was really impressive in the last couple and picked up 3 wickets up at Durham, and really it favoured the seam bowlers, but I thought he bowled really, really well. So for me, Santner.
Santner for New Zealand then. Any other markets caught your eye for this T20?
Yeah, there is one. Well, there's a couple actually. I like the boundaries. I think total boundaries in the match is over 40.5 at 5-6. I think weather forecast looks good. Old Trafford will be a fantastic pitch, so I think there'll be plenty in 4s and 6s. It's a short price, but I think that'll be a good bet. And the one I like, which is a bit of a high price, but the way the series has gone in the one day, I mean, there's been runs galore, there's been centuries galore. I think a century in the match is 6-1. If any of these batsmen get in and bat for a period of time, we've seen these days centuries in 2020 are more often occurrences than they used to be. So for me, I think that's outstanding value at 6-1.
Yeah, 6-1, nice price. We saw how many centuries there were in the one day series. I know it's a short format, but players will be coming there full of confidence, won't they? So yeah, good.
Exactly.
See a bit of value there. A couple of headline offers as well. We'll mention the New Zealand side of things because you're just leading towards them, and you mentioned Brendan McCullum to be top New Zealand bat. Well, for him to do that and New Zealand to win 6-1,
yeah we're going to mention that as well. I think put the two together, it's more of a better price, and you know, it looks a really good bet too.
What would be your best bet for this 2020 international?
I think the boundaries at 40.5. I think, as I said, both teams are batting heavy. We said that in the one day series. I just think a lot of 4s and 6s are going to come tomorrow. The weather's set fine, the pitch will be really good, so I think that's a fairly safe bet.
Okay, good stuff. Should be a good match. Thank you very much, Anthony. Good luck and enjoy it.
No problem. Cheers, thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.